Peru, episode 44 of the It's Always Something podcast, the podcast about everyday pedestrian life. Life isn't perfect. It is always something, produced by my dog, my A1 since day one, Hurley and Big Night Media, live from their studios in Boston, Massachusetts. If you haven't already, most likely because you're cranky or in a bad mood, like, rate, subscribe to the show. That way I can feed myself. It's good to be back. I haven't been in Boston. I was just telling Hurley that I haven't been in Boston. I've seen my apartment 3 physical days in March. And then I will have seen my apartment 7 days in April. And meanwhile, I will be paying $7,000 for those. So $1,000
like
a night.
Continuing to May, too.
It's been pretty awesome. Yeah, and May's not going to be any different. So I've just been on the road like crazy, as you have seen if you follow me on the gram. I'm going to be doing green room posts next week.
Love that.
So I've been gathering. I've just been trying to think of some fun ideas to do on the road, because I do believe that as much as I feel like the common excuse where someone's like, I don't really care, I kind of also feel like they somewhat care, or at least fake care when they tell me that they care about life on the road, because I don't want to vlog. Vlogging is a pain in the ass. Mm. It's just another thing to do.
Yep.
And I don't have that kind of camera editing skills where I feel like it would be entertaining, but I do feel like there are some behind the scenes that I think would be fun, whether it's stuff in the airports or something specific like the green rooms, because each venue, it's so different everywhere. And if you go to concerts, there are just some venues that are historic but also pieces of shit that just have closet green rooms. Specifically, there's this one venue in Arizona where I swear to God it was a closet. It had to have been.
And it's like a mop bucket in the corner.
I'm not even kidding. Like, it legit was 3 people could fit in there. I could not believe it. And then there are other spots, like, not to toot the own horn of Big Night, but there's a venue here that's attached to the Garden called Big Night Live. It's where you've seen some of us, where you've seen us do our biggest shows. And the green room is just spectacular.
Yeah.
Beyond anyone's wildest imagination. It's incredible. You know, there are video games everywhere. There are just elegant showers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a hotel.
You shower there?
I haven't yet. Yeah. I should the next time. I don't know why I haven't, because it looks nice, but I just always feel like someone be fucking in the shower all the time. Like, I just never know. You know, I'm always weary of couches. You never know what goes down in these green rooms.
You christen it?
Huh?
You christen it?
I don't christen it. Like, do I break it in?
The bathroom.
What do you mean? Did I like take a shit in it?
Yeah.
No comment.
I'm trying to get details out.
Yeah, no comment. But
so that's not what we're expecting next week?
It's not what you're... Well, yeah, I'm going to be throwing that up on IG. I haven't like figured out whether I'm going to do like a ranking system or if I'm going to do kind of like a TikTok video type ordeal. I guess just let me know via DM or text what you would prefer. I'll probably do what I want to do at the end of the day, but your suggestions still matter to me. But each venue is so different, so I'll give those to you in document form here soon. 2 things that are going to be happening when this podcast drops. I will have gone to what's called Trap and Paint over the weekend here. I have been waiting for this event for so long. It is a event where, you know, like when you go on a date and you go painting,
yeah,
you know, and you drink and you have a good time, you have mm-hmm. wine and whatever. This specific painting experience is nothing but just trap music, and it gets so wild and amazing and ignorant, and it just looked so special. I found this on TikTok. It was just like all these girls like just going crazy. It's like it's what you feel when you listen to Juvenile Back That Ass Up. It's that feeling for hours.
Wow.
So it's sold out. It's at a Holiday Inn in Dedham. I'm fucking ecstatic about it.
Do you know what you paint?
So you paint, I think
just like a vase.
Yeah, like you paint, I don't know, they give you like a stencil. You know, I can't draw, so I think they give you just the outline and then you color it in.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to be the white guy at this Trap and Paint ordeal, and I'm very much so looking forward to it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Dude, I got it months ago. Like the moment I saw it, I booked my ticket. So it's coming to a city near you. It sells out everywhere. So it's called Trap and Paint. Find it on TikTok. It's magical. So I will have footage from Trap and Paint, hopefully.
You got to bring in your painting next time, too.
I will probably. You know what? I should. I'm not going to replace Steph Curry with
it. True, yeah.
But I do feel like it needs to be hung somewhere special.
Yeah.
And I hope that I don't remember painting half of it. That's my hope. So I'm very excited. And then also, it's going to be Marathon Monday. So happy Marathon Monday to everyone here in the town. If you haven't been to... yeah, I know. Everyone sit down, please. Please. If you haven't been to a Boston Marathon, it's incredible. It's one of the best days in the city all year. Would you agree?
I haven't been.
Never been to a Marathon Monday?
No.
Like, never gone to the finish line?
No.
Who the fuck are you? Aren't you from here?
I grew up like about 45 minutes outside of Boston.
I am shocked. I'm shooketh by this.
I mean, it's tough to get around the city on Marathon Monday. Don't get me wrong. So if you're not living in the city, then
wow,
it's pretty difficult.
You've never like gone with friends to the finish line or rooted on a friend that was running?
I mean, I don't think we get school off. So I've really never had the opportunity other than like post-graduation from college.
That's pretty inexcusable, Hurley.
That gives me a buffer of 3 years and two of them were canceled.
Okay. Yeah. Well, touche. Touche with that. Marathon Monday is off the chain. If you ever get a chance, because I believe there was even 1 year. It's also the earliest day that they do a baseball game for the Red Sox. It's at like 11:30 in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning. It's awesome. And I think there was one day where they had all three. They had a Red Sox game in the morning. Then they had the Bruins.
That's right.
And then
yeah.
They had a Celtics. I don't know if I got those switched up, but either way, that's like sports porn.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Where you could go.
When they had
remember?
That. Yeah,
it was awesome. So it's just it's such a day in the city where everyone comes together and they root on people that, in my mind, are complete idiots for running 26.2 miles, and it's your fault. And if you fail, that's on you. It shouldn't be my problem. I shouldn't have to root you on. You do realize that's basically physically not possible.
Are they stopping in their tracks and getting mad at you for not rooting them on?
Maybe they...
Hey, that guy's not clapping.
Yeah, I might do reverse psychology. Just be like, dude, you would quit. Yeah, don't get up. No need. Oh, Gatorade.
Oh, man.
Wuss. Yeah, I won't do that.
You got a knuckle sandwich coming for you.
Yeah, why I oughta getting one of those coming my way. No, I'm just excited. So congratulations to if you're listening to the pod and you ran or went out and had a good time with your friends. I've actually witnessed a few marathons myself in the airport the last handful of months. It's been really interesting. I've actually seen people running 5Ks, you know, like a spirited sprint, because a lot of people are missing connection flights and airline travel is so crazy. Dude, did you see the video that I put up of the girl doing a full-ass ab routine in the airport?
That. Hey, you got to get your gains in whatever you can.
Okay, that's absolutely ridiculous. There was this girl, and she was doing a full-on ab workout. And you know when someone's doing something for so long, you contemplate, am I going to film this person? And then it gets to a point where I have to film this person doing this. And she looked like she, you know, would you agree? I think if you remember the backpack that she had, it was like one of those where if you're going camping, it was just a gigantic long backpack. And this woman could not find the time either before or after. She had to do this full-on ab workout in the airport right there. I don't know. I put it on my profile. I just was astonished that I can understand stretching, especially for longer flights, but damn, don't do an ab workout and expect to not go on the internet is what I'm saying. If you want to work out at the airport, if you do any activity that could be done before or after, you deserve to be filmed and put on the internet. That's all I'm going to say about that.
It is how it is.
It is what it is. And there was, there was one flight during a connection where I had like 7 minutes to get to a different terminal. It's getting so crazy traveling right now. And I bring this up because I've had a lot of people tell me that they're going somewhere for the spring or summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any kind of travel details, especially because, you know, I did the episode about TSA pre-check and global entry. I just had all these people flood me with things. Now I'm a one-stop shop. Like I'm supposed to guide you. Listen to the fucking episode. I told you exactly what you needed to do. Stop asking me. I gave you the blueprint. But when you like book these things, you understand that you're going to be cutting it close. You know, if you have like 37 minutes somewhere or 40 minutes, but you're also trusting in the airline, you're going to be on time. This plane is going to leave on time.
Yeah.
And then that way, and then you know the people that also, when they get on the intercom and they're like, hey, you know, everyone that doesn't have a connecting flight, please remain seated to let those other people get off. I'm like, bitch, there are people in the 34th row that are getting up when the plane lands. So
is that you?
Allegedly.
You would never know because you're never that far back.
I ride in what Jack Harlow would describe, first class. Shout out to Fergie once. One time.
We saw the
once,
video.
Yeah, once. Once. And I'm not going to say if I paid for that or not. All right. So anyway, so I want like, and there was even I wanted to just kind of break down some airline shit today. Cause there was even a flight that when I was at LaGuardia, have you ever had a flight where you just roll up and they just cancel it? They just instantly cancel your flight.
Was there a reason for it? Was it weather or something? Or was
the sun was in the sky. Blue was everywhere. Birds were chirping. Canceled. Unprompted, no response. It was just, they just hit you with the one word, canceled. It's just either delayed or canceled. Anything that's one word in regards to airlines is tragic.com. Two words, on time, are your greatest friend. But those other two words are just, they are swear words in this household. And yeah, and I just remember the chaos that it caused my life. When a plane gets delayed or canceled. I remember because I had just left Sway in the morning. My buddy Chris Villa was DJing on his show and I really wanted to go, but it was a work day and I had to get back for my radio show. And I just remembered they canceled it and I was like, fuck. And it was like one of those things where my boss said, you can go, but you got to come back. Like you can't have the day off. And you know, when your boss has that tone where you're fucked. Like, I will fire you if you don't get back. Well, you wouldn't have fired me, but you understand. You just would get crushed.
Yeah.
And I remember taking a bus back for like 7 hours and made it for, you know, as I was walking in the door, had to get on the mic. So it just, it's absolute chaos. And the main reason I think that a lot of, because this, I bring this up too, because over the weekend, there were like 500 flights that canceled. Jeez. And a lot of them out of Boston, but there was some fucked up weather in Florida. And I guess it just, anytime a flight does anything, it ruins everything because that plane is a connecting flight for this. And you're, you know, if you're connecting the dots, it's a Jenga effect. It just, everything just goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a bunch of issues in Florida. And I guess it just, people were so pissed. I remember seeing all over social media all day of just people at the airport. I think I had a friend there for like 7 hours.
Oof.
And their plane didn't even leave. Like they were at the airport just to be told that it's canceled. And there's really no repercussions. And as I was doing some reading on this, there, I guess, is a shortage of pilots. There's a shortage of pilots. And then there's also a shortage of people that train the pilots.
Oh,
that's what I've read. And so that's what led to a lot of these cancellations, because they can't find people to find the plane, find people to fly the plane.
Where's the plane?
Where's the plane?
We lost.
Yeah, man. So we haven't been able. Yeah.
You check under the couch.
Yeah. You check under the, do you not see where it's at? And so I guess that's one of the main reasons why things have been getting kind of messed up. Yeah, that weather in Florida just ruined everything. And travelers whose like flights are canceled by airline, regardless of the reason, are due a refund, not just a travel credit. This is according to the U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. But when it comes to reimbursement for like hotel stays, meals, flights on other airline and other charges racked up during a flight cancellation or delay, there are no U.S. government regulations. And so airline policies become different at that point. You know, like Spirit gave out $21 food vouchers. And that's something that Spirit would do. But I think JetBlue gave away like $15 food vouchers. Have you ever eaten at the airport, Hurley? That will buy you like peach O's.
Yeah.
It's expensive to eat there. You know, it's like going to a sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to eat at the airport. And so $15 or $21, that's just not enough for an inconvenience of, or if it was something that wasn't in your control, if you did everything you could to get to the airport on time and do whatever, you're owed an excuse, in my opinion. And like, if it's something mechanical, that's not on me.
Yeah.
So like, I need to be compensated for that. And time is currency these days. And I even saw this TikTok and it went crazy viral of these spring breakers that were in Mexico for like 27 hours. They were there for so long, and it was from Frontier and once again, when you go into that bracket of like Spirit, Frontier, even maybe airlines, you know, like, I don't know, airline, you run that risk of something like that happening, but it doesn't mean you should be treated as such.
Yeah.
27 hours. And this girl, she was with her friends, and they had to leave. They had to leave the gate. They had to go outside the airport and recheck in and re-go through customs.
Oof.
It was insane. And then their connecting flight, like in Miami or something, that got delayed. And just and Frontier is like, too bad, so sad.
Sorry.
We got you back. You know, and then there was just nothing to it. And there was another instance. This was recently with JetBlue. Did you see the video of the customers? They were trying to land at JFK and they tried to land like four times, but the turbulence was so bad that they had to stay up in the air and they were like grounded somewhere. I think they landed in Philadelphia or something, right? And that's when the passengers were like, we want to get the fuck off the plane. We're not landing at JFK. People were like vomiting. You know, it was, you ever been on an airline where, or you know, a plane where the air maybe isn't working at the right time, or, you know, it's like in an idle position, or it's not fun, dude. Mm-hmm. And so these people were like screaming at these poor airline workers, dude. And it's like you're yelling at a waiter somewhat, because what can they do?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's tough, because that's just Mother Nature.
And they can't play the logistics game with you, because now everything that they do at that point is on the record. So now these poor people are looked at as if, no, like, we're going to keep you trapped here because that's what we enjoy doing. I'm like, asshole, I'm on the plane with you. But you can't talk to someone like that on an airline. And if you're working, you have to have some level of professionalism. And yeah, dude, you got to see that TikTok of these JetBlue people. The guy was like, we want to get off the plane. And one guy in front of him was like, I'm even down to get arrested.
Like, oh my God.
White people will do anything. Like, we just find ways to just reinvent the wheel. Like the girl who glued herself to the Timberwolves court the other day for the play-in game. It's like, white people find a whole new way to just like reinvent every kind of chaotic situation ever. It's just, it's mind boggling. And so I was doing some digging, and there's actually a bill in Congress right now that is called the Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. It's been trying to be passed for quite some time, because dude, everyone that's ever had a flight that's canceled or delayed, it's the most miserable shit out. Do you remember the longest flight you've ever had that was delayed?
Like that I just waited in the airport for?
Yeah.
I was probably on my way to Australia. I think our first flight got like somewhat delayed, but because that happened, then we missed our connecting flight.
Right.
So then it was we had to get some other random flight after that. And I think, I don't know, it was probably 5 or 6 hours.
It feels like 50 though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like you just watch like TV or whatever on your laptop.
But if you don't have, there's not really any great places to sit.
Oh yeah, no, nothing's comfortable.
It's miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
So this Airline Passengers Bill of Rights, it basically, like, I'll just kind of give you the cliff notes of it. It will involve protections for airline passengers for being required to involuntarily relinquish their seats, unless for like safety or security. The elimination of dollar limitations on compensation to passengers denied boarding due to overbooking. Unrestricted access of consumers to information on schedules, fares, fees, and taxes. A lot of the times, these airlines are switching up rules all the time, and there's no accountability. Like, this fare doesn't get you a carry-on, or this fare, you know, if you forget to check it in, it's an extra $65 to check it in at the gate. Like, there are just things that I think a common person doesn't realize that they get Will Smith smacked in the face, you know, when they get to the airport. And it's really not fair, dude. There's no like real accountability across the board of like what's right and wrong when you're traveling.
Yeah.
And you never really know based on all of these different fares. It's like, dude, what the fuck are we doing here? And there has to be some kind of accountability from the airline if they're going to do that, that where if they put you in a shitty situation where if you're like, wow, flights to XYZ are crazy, you buy the flight and then they fuck up. Like, dude, you've paid, you did your part of like, I got to eat this, you know, it was an expensive flight or it was blah, blah, blah. And then if it gets delayed or whatever at nighttime and you don't have places to sleep, if you got kids, if you got someone with a disability, like some, you know what I mean? Like name something. And there's no regulations for it. And especially for refunds, specifically, like this bill introduces a bunch of stuff that has specific dollar amounts that you will be able to be compensated up to a certain point. And it's pretty hefty. It's like $1,300.
Wow.
You know, to be able to be compensated if you have to like stay overnight or if you have to get a rental car or if you have to get some food. I don't know, basic fucking human needs, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to go, but I feel because these assholes don't have to worry about anything because they travel on private jets and shit like that. So they're just doing this as a solid.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. And it's going into the details of it. There's a section in there. It's section 103. It's on delays and cancellations. And it goes into what happens if the flight is delayed 1 to 4 hours and then everything 4 hours after. And the compensation I was talking about where it's like $1,350 in cash to cover hotels, transportation, a new flight, the airline will pay a flat fee for lodging. There's another section, section 201, that is the protections relating to the imposition of fees that are not reasonable and proportional to the costs incurred. So basically cancellation fees, baggage fees, seat selections. If someone cancels their seat, is that open to someone like on standby? There's just so many different things and it's like life is happening. And so it's like, you're fucked mainly on like cancel and rearranging fees. It's not like Uber where you can just cancel it. And if you make it in advance and then just get a new fare or whatever, have you ever gotten like travel insurance, like the Asuron or whatever it is? Like that shit's horse shit too. They're like, do you want to protect your trip? And it literally says like pretty much from anything, if I'm going to pay the extra $35 or whatever to protect my trip, that's me giving you extra money saying protect me, you know?
Yeah.
I remember having to do that, and then you have to go through the craziest process to like prove it to the insurance company. You're like, asshole, my proving it was giving you more money. Like it Jeez. Doesn't exist. It's fraud. Shit is fraud. Even with COVID, like they're like, you have to get your doctor to basically write down something. It is the most insane process ever. So if I'm just telling you right now, don't even get it. Like, don't even get that shit, because the amount of chaos it takes when it happens, it's not even worth it. So just click no every single time, or get, you know, like a credit card that's associated with an airline where they don't mess with your change or cancel fees. But even on some JetBlue shit, if you get like their Blue Basic fare, they can't, $100 cancellation fee, just like that, as if life doesn't happen. And then when life happens, when you pull up to the airport, it's on you. You see how like all this shit is just wild as fuck? And thankfully I haven't had to deal with a lot of this, because we're getting the first flight outs in a lot of these cities. Man, dude, that travel insurance shit is such trash. I wish we could relate it to like friendships, you know, like a friendship bill of rights. Just, you know, like I wish the way we can introduce this airline bill of rights, we can put that in human terms as well. Like, who is the Spirit Airlines in your life, Hurley? You know, if we could just assign people you know, what airline they would be, I'd probably say you're a good Southwest friend.
Cool.
Couple bags free. There's no real crazy boarding process. It's kind of like a first come, first serve accountability type ordeal.
I appreciate the kind words.
Fares aren't too crazy. I feel like I have fun in the sky.
I'll have to update my Tinder profile. Yeah,
I want everyone this week to text a friend or DM a friend what airline they are to you. That's what we should do. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that could get spicy fast, you know? And if no one, that's how you keep your circle, you know? You'd be like, okay, well, who's the Frontier Airlines of my life? You can cut those people out. You know, who's the Spirit Airlines? And just let them know this is where you stand right now.
I don't even know if I know enough airlines.
Let's riff.
United.
Yeah. American. Delta.
Spirit. Delta. Spirit, Southwest.
Yeah. WestJet. Air Canada. We could do this all day.
All right.
And there's nothing on the line. So we're not, it's like we're betting on something.
Oh, what about Emirates?
Emirates is fire. Shout out to the flight attendants on Emirates, bro.
I've never been on one. Oh, my. But I heard they're like double decker or something.
They are the most beautiful queens. I haven't met a dude one, but I'm assuming that they probably only hire attractive people. I was in London one time and a bunch of their flight attendants, they had a delayed flight or something like that. And they're like done up head to toe. They're the most beautiful creatures that should be treated with top tier respect. They are elegant queens from what I recall.
Then you're Emirates to me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Babe. There was only one way to respond to that, so I'm sorry. Yeah. We could create a friendship bill of rights of some sort, you know, because if we cared as much about our friendships as we do these airline rights, we'd be flourishing, because at the end of the day, what are we wasting? Time, right?
Yeah.
The airlines are wasting time. Sometimes your friends are wasting time. Like, I feel it would be, you know, like, I want fees to be attached if you like bail on me.
I was just about to say
cancel
that.
Or cancel on me. I feel like if let's say for funsies, brunch. Okay, Hurley, you bail on me for brunch. I was really looking forward to it. Maybe all week, a restaurant that I really was going to enjoy.
Yeah.
And we just haven't seen each other in a long time. It would have been a good catch up. I feel like your fee for that should be what you would have ordered on the menu. You have to DoorDash that to me on the spot. And then you also have a one drink penalty the next time I see you.
Wow.
Because think about it. If there were harsh penalties attached to these things, people wouldn't bail or they wouldn't do anything stupid. Would you agree to that?
That seems fair.
I feel like that's fair. It's like, okay, you don't want to pull up. What were you going to order? Sounds like you should deliver that to me. I'm still hungry.
What if you don't like what I would order?
Yeah. I didn't think that far about that.
How about I DoorDash you what you would
want? What I would have wanted. Yeah.
But then you could take advantage of that.
Yeah, it just sounds so much cooler if I get what you would have ordered.
Yeah. I guess you just have to like it.
Maybe we have to tell each other what we were going to order before we go to brunch and then be like, hey, by the way, you know, if you cancel, you have to send that to me. It's kind of like a pre-approved process. This is getting a little out of control. I apologize. Maybe like, what if you're running late by like 2 hours? No problem. Great. $1 a minute that you're late. Think about it. All of these rules, if they're set in stone, if airlines have a bill of rights, friendships can have a bill of rights. No one has a problem being on time if money is involved. I feel that to my core. What about texting, okay? Like, if you text me 6 to 8 hours later, late fee of 37 cents per hour. What do you think?
Wait, you said 37 cents
per hour? Yeah, I want to make it minimal. You know, I want it to be something that's fair. I don't want it to be like a crazy dollar amount. Maybe 37 cents a minute.
Oh, that's insane.
Now we're talking.
That's insane.
Yeah. I came across.
What if you text me like at like midnight and I'm already asleep?
Yeah, I think that business hours can be.
Oh, okay, business hours.
Yeah, I think we can do a solid window. Not too late in the PMs and the AMs are off limits.
I think there can be some amendments made to that though.
Yeah, I'm willing to negotiate. All right, yeah. I feel like this is a very congressional meeting that we're having here. This is, you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is how two parties come together for a bipartisan effort. Dude, it's so funny that I bring this up because I got one of those texts over the weekend from someone and I'll just be vulnerable here. I texted her on March 31st And she texted me when I was on stage during a show on April 10th.
Wow.
And said, just seeing this. Not sure how I'm just seeing this. How are you? And I physically and emotionally wanted to respond. I felt great on March 31st. Felt fantastic. I haven't responded since, but in what world is that okay?
I'm just trying to do the math to see how much that's costing her. If it's 37 cents a minute,
mm-hmm. she'd be in deep.
60 minutes in an
mm-hmm.
hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're really going to do the math, I'm actually going to be impressed by that. And you know, maybe there's no fee if your number's not stored. You know, this only applies to if you have like stored people in your phone. Did you do the math?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like $5,000.
Think about that. I'd love to respond to that text message at that point where if the meter stopped, I'd be like, I'm fucking $5,000. Fantastic. It's pretty wild, right?
Yeah. Well, minus 37 cents because it'd probably take you a minute.
Dude, the audacity of someone to text you back 9 days later to be like, just seeing this.
Hey, at least you texted you back though.
Don't.
No, you're saying at that point, don't bother.
Hurley, I had forgotten about the conversation completely. I had basically forgot about the person at that point. Don't text someone back 9 days after saying, just seeing this. It's actually impossible. That's in 2022. That's impossible. At that point, you need a pager. You need a pager. If don't say just seeing this, just say sorry or call them back. Don't say just seeing this.
Okay.
People are fucking out of their mind. They're out of their mind. Just seeing this. How are you? I'm fucking fantastic. 9 days ago, I was doing great. Now I'm upset. Now you got me upset. Now you got me upset at something I brought up. Lastly, for this Friendship Bill of Rights, if you bring up something for the 289th time about your relationship, and I've given you the information that you've needed and desperately asked for 200 times, at least, then I feel like we get to skip straight forward to the slap. I get to physically assault you at that point. You get slapped in the face. And I want to exclude the Will Smith slap because that wasn't fair. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. That slap is in another category.
Okay.
You get slapped at a certain point because there's only so many times I want to tell you the information, not just to hear myself speak, but what you need to hear. And if it's the same issue, I'm out. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
So after, you know, the 200th time, think about it. If you want to bring up that problem in your relationship, you get smacked in the face. There's a harsh reality that comes when you get smacked in the face. You ever been smacked in the face?
Probably.
I've been slapped in the face. It's not fun. Me and my friends, because we're sick individuals, we have what's called a slap bet. Do you know what a slap bet is?
Like what they do in How I Met Your Mother?
Is that where it originated from?
I don't know.
So the slap bet, this is educational because this is fun. Anytime you don't want to bet a dollar amount or you're super for sure on something, do a slap bet with your friends because this is the best part. You get to choose how hard you want to slap them. So if you do a slap bet, you'd be like, you know, I'll bet you this. Okay, let's do a slap bet. You know, and then you pick your sides. And then you get to slap that person anywhere, anytime, as hard as you want.
Yeah, the anytime is the scariest. That's what happens in How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to slap him like 5 times at any point in his entire life. So he's just always super paranoid that one's coming.
It's beautiful.
It's like you can like stretch out and the guy will he'll flinch.
It's the anticipation of it. Slap bets are the best ever because it's just the land of the unknown. Because you don't know if you're going to get the shit slapped like out of you completely or it's just going to be a light tap. So I feel if we can introduce a slap bet or some kind of slappage to the Friendship Bill of Rights along with the Airline Bill of Rights, we'll be all right. And then there should be a rally fee, in my opinion. I don't want to go out. I don't want to go outside. If you want me to rally and you want me to actually care and put in effort, what's the bribe? I need to know. And subject to user, just to allow that, you know, like whatever your terms can be. Because if I have to try, you owe me. That's just my opinion. Wrapping things up.
There's so many things.
You do not have a lot of rally fees being negotiated in your life.
I feel like I wouldn't have to pay a friend to come out and have fun.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you're not asking for much. I love that people are just so in control of just, I don't want to go out. But I mean, it's all the same shit, you know, at the end of the day. They could have FOMO. Yeah. I just think, you know, if there's a rally fee, it could be negotiated.
All right.
I'm just trying to give out some options. Wrapping things up, I wanted to just let you guys know, for all my short kings and lovely queens, that Dunkin' IG was so awesome, by the way. If you didn't see Dunkin' Donuts. Where it was like, I heard it was, wait, what was it? I don't want to butcher it. It was like for all my short kings out there.
Yeah, something. It was a small cup of brilliant iced coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, the timing of that was so good. This is my suggestion if you're booking travel for summer or the spring. I suggest you get the first flight out. Get the first flight out because I want my airline to be on the ground. I want my airplane to be on the ground. I want it to already be there when I'm there. The later you go, the more of a possibility there is that the airplane might not be there because it missed the connection flight here or connection flight there. And then it's kind of like messed up. You're leaving it up to chance. So if you're traveling coming up soon, whether it's short or a long trip, try to get the earliest flight out. Your chances of leaving are high. They are very, very high because the plane is already there. Take it from someone like myself. We travel like stupid people on the road. Like the show last week, we were done with our show, both shows. But one day specifically, we were done and back at the hotel at 2 o'clock, a little after 2 o'clock a.m. And we had to be out the door by 3:45. It was insane. It's literally stupid people travel. And as a 34-year-old, I'm somewhat built for it. You know, it hurts. You know, but we get out every time. And a couple of those days where those flights were canceled, we were good to go. We had no problem.
Yeah.
So get out early. First flight, as miserable as it is at that time at the airport, because it is chaos if you the later you go in the day. That's number one. Number two, do not get TSA pre-check or clear, because I don't want you to ruin it for me.
I was going to say, he's about to go against his word. And then I saw that where that was going. Yeah.
Flip that around, man. And they got two different lanes now for clear. They have the lane that you have TSA pre-check, and then the lane that the people that are just scrambling knowing that they're going to miss their flight and get clear at the airport to go through. So you got to have both.
Wow.
So don't get both, but I'm just saying if you decide to go against what I'm telling you, get both. It's important. There are two different lines. I saw it myself. Like the line for clear is starting to get not very clear, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, go through TikTok and follow that chick that will tell you everything that you are entitled to for an airline. There's this specific girl I really should have told you the account, because what's the point? Because now I'm just talking to a wall.
Google is that chick?
Yeah, just Google.
Yeah, I've seen her before. She's like a lawyer.
Right? Erica. I think her name is Erica, right?
I think you're right.
Wow, I'm actually a genius. Yeah, I think her name is Erica, and she just will tell you all of the rights that you have as a passenger when things are happening. So I would follow her, get a couple things under your belt, because there is fine print. You just have to do a little bit of labor with that kind of stuff. But yeah, get that first flight out, G. And
Erica Kohlberg.
Erica what?
Kohlberg.
Spell it.
Kohlberg.
There you go.
Erica spelled with a K.
There you go. Go ahead and follow her, because she got some good stuff. She got some good stuff. And it just is so wild in these streets. It is the Wild West at this point. That's going to wrap it up for me. A lot of the guests, I'm going to be going out to LA, so I'm going to be having a bunch of guests when we go back out there. A lot of you are seeming to dig that. And I'll make sure to have some like better cameras and shit, because I just felt kind of ghetto, you know, using my phone. It wasn't my fault, by the way. LA wasn't my fault, because it was someone else's fault that I didn't have the proper equipment. I don't want to make excuses, but I will just say it wasn't my fault.
It was Frontier Airlines.
It was Frontier Airlines, man. They lost my bag. They lost my, where all my equipment was.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, FYI. Episode 44 of the It's Always Something podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll catch you next week. All right. Love you so much.